Tja, da standen uns auch so ein bisschen die Münder offen. Als wir das erste Mal gehört haben, unser Musikchef Uli Häfliger hat sofort reagiert und hat die Dame und die Herren eingeladen zu uns ins Studio. Heute Abend sind sie im Komet und jetzt hier bei uns schon mal im Studio, werden auch gleich einen Live-Song spielen. Herzlich willkommen and welcome Lola Marsh.
Yeah.
Hey,
hello.
Hello.
What's up? Shalom, shalom. Shalom,
shalom.
Shalom.
Okay.
So don't ask me anything in Hebrew because I couldn't answer. But so okay. It's not your first time in Berlin. I don't have to ask probably because there are so many Israelis in Berlin that you've probably visited friends have maybe even lived here in Berlin for some time.
I wish, but not yet.
So have you slept on somebody else's couch last night?
No, last night.
We have a really nice apartment for the band.
Okay. Also ich habe gerade gesagt, Sie sind ja aus Israel, aus Tel Aviv. Mittlerweile sind alle in Tel Aviv ansässig, aber es gibt ja nun wahnsinnig viele Israelis hier in Berlin. 12 bis 15.000, glaube ich, soll es sein. Junge Israelis. 12 to 15.000 Israelis are supposed to be in this town.
Wow.
Did you know?
Really? No, I didn't.
Yeah. It's almost half Israel, basically.
So how do you don't know Hebrew?
Well, I don't know. I spent some time in Israel, but it just wasn't enough for my Hebrew.
Arr, arr, arr.
I know some stuff. Like I know actually a song in Hebrew.
Whoa, what song?
Oh, what song? I don't even know the title. I just know it starts with the Mistaklim alai kol hazman. I don't actually know what I'm singing about when I sing it, which is hardly any time.
I love this song.
You really do?
It's a nice song.
Fun of me. But everybody knows it in Israel, right?
It's really tacky. It's very cheesy.
Moving on. Okay. You're about to debut your first album or to bring out your debut album. You found it in 2013. This is what I read, back in Israel, in Tel Aviv. Is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Tell me the truth if I'm lying.
So we started, only Gil and me, started as a duo. And we wrote the songs, we recorded a little bit demos.
And performed a little bit, the two of us.
Yeah, it was like a year and a half of working together. And then we found these guys. It's so, like a family.
So did you study together music? I know that you both studied music.
No, someone wrote it, and
We studied music, but not together, like in different places in Israel.
Okay. Yeah. But then how did you find each other?
Mutual friends.
In Tel Aviv, you know, musicians.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so but now you're a band, and it's supposed to stay like that.
Why not?
Okay, yeah, why not? That's a good question. Also sie stand irgendwo geschrieben, dass sie beide zusammen studiert hatten, Musik studiert haben. Stimmt allerdings nicht so ganz. Sie haben zwar beide Musik studiert, aber nicht zusammen, haben sich dann über Freunde getroffen. In Israel kennt wohl auch jeder jeden und ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass die Musikszene auch ein bisschen enger ist. Da werden wir auch gleich drüber reden. Und sie haben als Duo angefangen. Mittlerweile sind sie halt zu fünft als Band und das soll vorerst auch so bleiben. Jetzt im Sommer soll das Debütalbum rauskommen. So, the debut album, is it gonna be similar to the song that we just heard, Sirens, for instance, which has this dark Western style, and you feel like riding your horse through the desert, like Lucky Luke or so. Do you know Lucky Luke, actually?
Lucky Luke?
You don't know Lucky Luke.
Who's Lucky Luke?
The cowboy, the comic cowboy.
Oh, no.
He had this horse, the Jolly Jumper, the smartest horse in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
so we're going to search for him.
Lucky Luke, write that down.
Okay.
We need to check it out.
No, but is the whole album like a Western style and a darker, gritty style? Or?
I wouldn't say it's in Western style. Ellie?
The world of Lomash is wide, is quite wide, but it's gonna be the same colors. It's gonna be a little bit dark, but
very cinematic, I think. Yeah. Like very,
very Ennio Morricone, or not so much.
No, not it depends on the song. Yeah.
It's very hard to say something about your music.
I know it's anyway, actually, to be honest, a stupid question to describe your music.
It's a hard question.
Okay. It's a hard question.
Well, maybe we get kind of a feeling of what the varieties in the music are when we hear two more songs from you guys, One Life, in just a few minutes. But I was just talking about the Israel or maybe the Tel Aviv music scene. I could imagine it's a very tight-knit community and that everybody knows pretty much everybody. But is there also, because I could just compare it to Berlin, and I know in Berlin, for instance, the music scene is pretty big, it's pretty wide, but still, it seems like everybody knows everybody in a way. And it's probably similar over there, right?
Yeah. We know. We have many artists in Tel Aviv and in Israel, and very talented guys and bands.
And the music scene is really wide, and you have everything. You have room for anybody. So,
is it... I know that, you know, having friends in Israel and talking about music, I remember that everybody would say, like, you know, it's very important in Israel to grow up with music and also with Hebrew music, for instance, or the Mizrahi music, or sort of their different influences or so. Yeah. Is that still the case, or is it nowadays more like younger people are just don't care about this more traditional stuff anymore, or is it still influential?
I think it's still influential, but I think in Tel Aviv there is very like an open atmosphere for all kind of music, and not only like the
I mean, you guys are also big in electronic music, for instance.
Of course, but that's like from the 90s, from the 90s.
Also old stuff. No more techno in Tel Aviv.
Why? What?
I don't know. Of course. You just said it's old. Techno. It's back from the
90s. No, it's back from the 90s, but it's still like...
Still going on.
Yeah, of course. The techno in Tel Aviv is great, I think. Yeah.
Still beach raves happening.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So maybe we just should... give you the chance to sing another song live
acoustic
this time.
Yeah, so it's going to be an acoustic version.
Okay.
Yeah, because tonight is the show.
Absolutely.
In the Common Club. So you will hear it in the Common Club with all the band.
Okay.
So yeah.
So should I give you my microphone? Would that be better for you?
Yes,
you can.
Thank you. Also ich gebe jetzt einfach mal ab an die Band. In etwa 10 Sekunden geht's los. Wir richten uns hier schnell noch ein.
Yeah, we've got it. 1, 2, 3, and...
Sure.
Yeah.
Schnell das Mikrofon wieder zurück. Mikrofon back to me. Very, very nice. Thank you very much. What was the name of the song?
Wishing Girl.
Wishing Girl. Heute Abend dann natürlich auch live im Komet zu sehen. Wir haben auch gleich Tickets, also haltet euch schon mal die Telefone warm. So we're just talking about the music scene in Tel Aviv, and you said it's of course it's wide, but yet at the same time it's relatively tight knit. We also played a couple of Israeli bands, A Collective, for instance. You probably are familiar with them, or what else? What is it? Angel C or something like this. Angel C and Asaf Avidan, of course. Everybody's familiar with him. You know all these guys personally?
Yeah.
You do, of course. So now, it's funny because sometimes when you talk to people from Israel, everybody is saying, you know, especially people who moved away from Israel or from Tel Aviv, even from Tel Aviv, which is supposed to be a more easygoing, party-oriented town or so. People would always say, yeah, but in the end, it becomes very small, you know, and we just want to go out. We just want to be outside, or we want to be in the middle of, you know, whatever, Europe, or some people go to New York or to the United States. Have you ever played with that thought in case your career takes speed up now that you might want to leave the country just to be a little bit more, I don't know, in the middle of everything or so?
I think it could be a nice adventure, you know? Like
I love to travel, so yeah, to get to new places and to meet new people.
Mm. Why not? Why not? I'm not like, it's not a...
Well, you could tour, for instance, which would cover a big part of that, right?
We are touring. We were touring for a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in amazing festivals.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah, it's the end of the tour. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit sad.
Yeah. So, but there are no plans to leave Tel Aviv for now.
Not for now, but maybe. Never say. Yeah.
The world
never.
Is open.
Yeah. Okay. Heute Abend im Komet gibt es sie, und zwar ab etwa 21 Uhr. I think stage time is something like 9 p.m. Could it be? Something around that?
8 is the.
Also sagen wir lieber mal 20 Uhr, also 20 Uhr Warm-up. Seid schon mal 20 Uhr da, dann kann auf alle Fälle nichts schief gehen. So that means if you've been on tour, that there will be of course more tour dates coming as well, hopefully.
Yeah.
So where will you go? What countries are on the agenda?
We're going now from Berlin to Herzberg Festival in 2 days, and then going home, and then like in November, December, we're going to Switzerland and Austria, I think, and Germany, I hope. I don't remember, but in Europe.
We'll write it on our Facebook page.
Okay, yeah, also es kann sich jeder natürlich updaten. Auf der Facebook Page gibt es dann die entsprechenden Tourtermine, und wir wünschen jetzt erstmal viel Glück. Good luck for...
Thank you.
Whatever is following, and I think there's actually great stuff coming up for you guys if you keep up the good work. But I think with this first album out, it should actually take some waves, I would say.
Let's hope so.
I mean, there have been a lot of music magazines already writing about you, and everybody's raving, and everybody's like, oh my goodness, this is a new discovery here. Everyone or anyone heard of them. So I think it's going pretty well at the moment. Okay, thank you for being here.
Yes.
We're going to give away tickets for the show tonight.
Yay.
Jetzt anrufen bitte unter 030 2000 9000. Wer heute Abend bei Lola Marsch mit dabei sein möchte, 030 2000 9000, und euch wünschen wir dann natürlich auch viel Spaß. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Ciao. Bye-bye. Yeah.